Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
But let's start with Jaden Daniels, who is practicing today, limited capacity. Dan Quinn spoke with the media before practice, took some questions, continued to not really give any intel at all on Jaden Daniels, but here is what he was willing to offer.
Start with Jaden. He'll continue in his return to play process, and you'll see him out there today in a limited fashion. And we'll continue to rely on the medical team, you know, to fully clear him. But what I can say is, man, he is doing everything you possibly can to get there. The guy's the ultimate competitor for us.
So, Jaden Daniels limited practice. That's what happened on Friday.
Yeah.
We don't know that there's any real difference between whatever he did Friday and what he did today. And what I've always said is, well, it's very possible that if you're limited, you do 99% of everything and you just miss the one snap. That could be limited. It is also possible that he walks out there and throws a ball at a net.
Yeah, you do the drill where you don't move your feet. You stand with your toes pointed at the target and you just kind of work on turning your body and flipping the ball to the net. That's limited.
So on a scale of what we learned today, one being, you know, the nothing and zero, you know, 100 being everything, I don't even know where to put the counter.
Mm-hmm.
We learned nothing necessarily, I guess. It's possible it's a one. But we got a few things that we do get. When Dan Quinn talks about Jaden Daniels, we got a phrase, return to play.
The return to play.
We got a, we're not going to miss anything. We're not going to miss any marks. And we got a, him telling us how badly Jaden Daniels is competing and trying to get back, which I'm sure is true. I'm not joning. I'm just saying those are the things. And so Danny and I, before the press conference today, we decided to have a little drinking game where we said, if Dan Quinn says return to play, you've got to take a swig. If he says, you know, we're going to hit all the marks, you have to take a swig. If he tells us how competitive Jaden Daniels is, then you have to take a sip. And this was audio that Darius recorded right before we went on the air, before Danny got it together and locked it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this happened today. Have you ever heard of, I can't say the word right, have you heard of kombucha?
Danny was wasted, people.
Hard kombucha. Yeah. Again, they got me.
I mean, all... Return to play.
Return to play. Return to play. Again. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. He is not here to divulge the information. He is, talking about Dan Quinn, he is excellent. I mean, excellent at saying words without saying anything. D1 All-America.
So
five-star recruit.
I thought today Daniels wouldn't practice at all. But as I thought about it after the fact, I'm like, no, why would I have assumed that? Because they listed him as limited Friday. Now, you'll remember that he was not down on the practice field when the media was there at all. So the part that they watch, the part that they get to see, the part that they take notes on, there was no Jaden Daniels. He was a non-participant. He wasn't even down there. At some point, I guess in theory, he goes down to the field and does something, and they list him as limited. Was today's limited a progressive step forward? Was he closer to being able to be 100%? Possibly. I mean, John Keim asked a question that I actually found interesting about... like, has Dan Quinn seen him run and cut and jump and, like, do football-y things? And Quinn said yes. That was the first time where I felt like, if he's telling the truth, and again, this is the same group that told us last year that there was no broken bone or wouldn't acknowledge that there was a broken rib, mm-hmm. So I just don't know. But the idea that you've seen him sprint is interesting to me. I think the yes also meant that you've seen him cut, stop, and change. Like, I'm watching him walk into the field with a knee brace the size of a... you know, a golf cart around his leg, and I'm going, this does not look like a guy that's sprinting and stopping and starting and cutting and jumping, and apparently he is, I guess, if you take this at face value.
I have, and like I said, he's worked really hard on that space, and so we'll lean in on the medical side too, John, just to make sure they'll you know, like be the ones to fully clear, but he's working really hard to hit all the stuff that he needs to hit.
So there's going to be a time where I have to change my opinion based on information we get. There will be a day where this happens. Today is not that day. I am still assuming Jaden Daniels does not play in Atlanta against the Falcons on Sunday. I'm basing that on the fact that it didn't feel like he was all that close to playing last week. They ruled him out on Friday. And that today he was limited. Tomorrow, if he's full go, that'll be the first time I start to think maybe there's a chance. But if he's limited again tomorrow, then I'm assuming the limited is, you know, they're not pushing him. He's not doing a ton. That there's a big difference between closing in on being football ready and just being back out there kind of with your teammates doing something. And it feels more like that to me. Speculation. Mm-hmm. But what else do you want me to do when I'm not getting any information?
Look into your crystal ball, not your former swim coach and political commentator.
Do you realize that former swim coach's name was actually crystal ball?
The actual crystal ball. Yeah. Don't look into that crystal ball. Look into your metaphorical crystal ball. Do we do the same thing as we did last week, where it's a little bit of a dance, it's a maybe, and then they rule them out Friday? Or do you think it goes further and it's actually a pregame workout kind of a thing, if and when he plays or not plays?
This feels more like we're waiting all weekend, I think. If he's further along, why not? Because if the point last week was, because I am of the belief that they knew early in the week he wasn't playing, let's just push this thing forward as long as we can so that the opponent doesn't really know what's going on and the Raiders have to guess. Well, if you're able to slow play that deeper into this week with the Falcons, why wouldn't you? I mean, I had buddies who work in Atlanta covering the Falcons. Now, it's not members of the staff, obviously, but they're reaching out to me going, is Jaden playing? Is Jaden not playing? I mean, that's the big question all over the country right now is he going to play? So if he's limited on Wednesday and limited on Thursday, I don't think you're going to list him full on Friday, but you know, maybe limited on Friday, like he's done some practice three times. That's actually a better injury report designation over those 3 days than last year when he played against the Bears after missing basically a whole week of practice. So while Dan Quinn is on record as saying he's basically got to be back on the field before they can let him play, he didn't necessarily say he's got to get through an entire practice at 100%. I'm assuming that's what he means. But he could play him after three limited workouts. So it's just going to depend on how far off he is. If they rule him out on Friday, then you know, again, that this was not that close.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell you until they felt like they needed to. And on Friday, I guess that's when they would say, if we know he's out, we might as well just release that information to everybody else. But I'll bet you
the other team's prep is done. There's only so much they can change or figure out. Yeah.
They're not having any more practices.
Right.
They got to walk through on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the way they do it. But yeah, I think that if I had to guess, Danny, I'm going to say
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
We don't see him ruled out on Friday. That would be my guess.
That's my guess, too. I think he doesn't play Sunday. That's my first box to check. But I do think they wait longer or do some sort of idea that they're going to give him a pregame evaluation or workout or something like that. And then you'll do the Adam Schefter 10 o'clock in the morning. The Commanders are going to see if Jaden Daniels can go. They'll give him a chance to work out on the field and make their decision, including doctors and all the members of the staff. That's the way it's going to be. Like, I imagine it'll be something like that. And then they'll say no.
All right, so let's talk Terry McLaurin then.
Okay.
Dan Quinn also discussing McLaurin's status. Here's what he had to say about the quad that everybody's talking about. Now, McLaurin, who has not missed a game in over four football seasons, He has played in 71 consecutive games. If you count the postseason, it's actually closer to 75 straight games without missing one. He's very much on the verge of having his Iron Man streak end here. He's only caught 10 passes through three games, which is his lowest receptions total, three games into a season, of his career. And with this quad, we got the report from Rap Sheet yesterday of NFL Network that he's getting these second and third opinions, and he's still making the rounds today, talking to these various quad specialists. This is what Dan Quinn had to say.
It's pretty normal that when you have something that a second opinion takes place, that's not uncommon at all. Honestly, it's just the opposite. It's really common. Almost everybody does that in some spaces. So as we get into, I'll have a better answer, you know, as I get closer to, or as I get into Friday, then we'll have a sense for, okay, where does it look like for Sunday?
So I'm conflicted on this one. Here's what I mean. I think that everyone's overreacting to the idea that there must be something seriously wrong if he's getting a second opinion. I disagree with that theory. I just think that narrative is flawed. I can remember dozens of times where guys would get second opinions that I covered. Sometimes because the doctors with the team or whoever said, we think you're all right. And they're like, something's nagging. Something's not right. Let me go outside the building. And teams are cool with that, by the way. They don't take it personally. They're like, yeah, it's your body. This is your industry. Like, do whatever you got to do. Number one. Or number two, the other way, and maybe that's what's going on with Terry, where you get an opinion you don't like, right? Where they go, this is bad. It's going to be several weeks. And you're going, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that many weeks. And you go get different opinions. Like, it could be multiple things, but the idea that someone whose body is their temple, who's a millionaire based on their physical ability, would want to get a second and a third look at something does not inherently mean to me, oh, this is terrible, which is what everybody's assuming. That said, the reporting on this does provide pause for me and does give me alarms. When you've got the national reporters who are talking, presumably to Terry's agent, Buddy Baker, whoever, your Schefter, your Rap Sheet, these guys are coming out. Rappaport's already saying his status is in doubt, you know, talking about McLaurin. It's no longer a second opinion. A second opinion is the thing where I'm going, perfectly reasonable and normal. He's going to like a specialist. He's going, it sounds like we're on a third opinion or a fourth opinion. Like, he is seeking out a bunch of doctors, which is very different than, I got an opinion from the team, now I'm going to get a second opinion. That's almost standard procedure, as Quinn just kind of said.
Yeah, I mean, so I am one of the subscribers, meaning something really not good is going on. It's either the team's telling him he's fine, and he's going, no, I'm not. This ain't right. So that equals injury, lots of missed time. Then, or there's the, hey, this is bad. Oh, God, really? It's bad? Crap, let me see if I can find someone else to tell me it's not that bad. Either way, equals lots of missed time. We're talking about missed time here. Like, that's, so that to me is the...
So if that's the threshold is that he's hurt, I thought that was fairly obvious when he hurt his quad and didn't come back into the game. I just mean everyone's acting like... The idea I heard yesterday was if you get a second opinion, that automatically means like, oh my God, this is terrible. Like, everyone gets second opinions all the time in this league. That's so common. And a lot of times it happens and you don't miss any games. It happens. Like, it's just a normal thing to do. Again, millions and millions of dollars are on the line for these guys.
Sure, of course.
And so, yeah, I got a doctor I like in this place. I'm going to go check in with this guy. Guys will get two, three opinions when something's barking, and it could be a 1 or 2 week injury. But the way this one's being reported on, and now, again, it's not a second opinion. Doesn't it feel like there's been, like, I think Rappaport even said on NFL Network, made it seem like it was a third opinion or he's going to find another. And it's like,
I don't know what opinion we're on. I know that he's going to see the foremost, like, core muscle specialist injury guy. And again, that's my alarm going off. You don't do that because everything's okay. I'm not going to see anybody. I don't have a core muscle injury. If I couldn't walk around or couldn't do anything, I probably would have to go do that. This is an issue. This is a significant issue. And so the thing, it's interesting, kind of what we see, it's sort of this, you know, funhouse mirror type stuff. The rhetoric I've seen has been, it's no big deal at all. He's fine. And there was optimism kind of like last week with Daniels that he would end up playing this week, or maybe he's got to miss a week. And I'm going, change your eye line. This seems to be more significant to me.
Yeah, I haven't, where is, the only thing I've seen in that regard is people that are going, well, he jogged out there to get the football.
Yes.
For Luke precisely. McCaffrey. So how hurt could it really be? It's like, well, the difference between sprinting and running routes in an NFL capacity versus trotting out there like with a little bit of a flawed gait because clearly you're hobbled to pick up a football, those are two extremely different things.
Pretty different.
there's even been cases with some of these soft tissue muscle things, you know, whether it's a groin or a hammy or whatever, where guys will not feel it at all until it's like a dead sprint. You know, it's almost like a boat. My dad used to have to take his boat out the first time every single summer on the Potomac. And he would like go by himself and he would go putt around for like 30 minutes because he'd have to like open it all the way back up to see if everything was clicking and running. And I don't know all the terms or words. I'm not a real person or a man, but he would do this thing where I'm like, Dad, your boat's fine. We're on it. We're putting along. Like, what's wrong? And he's like, well, I have to open up the motor and make sure it worked. And I'm like, until you get all the way up to full haul, like, here we go. 150 horsepower Johnson's got a wake behind us, you know. Until that happens, he wasn't really sure. And I think that can be the case for McLaurin. Might be able to, like, jog around without really opening it up and not feel a whole lot. And as soon as you start to sprint, you go full gate.
Yeah.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Yeah, that's totally correct, by the way. When I pulled my hamstring my senior year, it was like that. I could jog. I could go to 50%, 60%,
walk
70%.
Up and down steps.
It was like nothing. And then the instant it was like, okay, body, go fast. It was like, whoa, dude, you are being repelled by a force and your hamstring will not comply. So yeah, totally relatable. I think you're right. I think it's a good way to put it.
Here's the other thing about the Terry injury. With Jaden Daniels, who's your MVP elite quarterback, who we think is on the precipice of becoming one of the great passers in the league, the backup to him has proven he can handle this. There was not a moment during that Raiders game where you said, dang it, they need Jaden Daniels. Just didn't happen. Doesn't mean it won't happen against Atlanta. Doesn't mean there won't be plenty of games with Mariota out there where that won't happen in the future if he plays a lot. But it did not happen this weekend, and he's played three times, and frankly, it's never happened at any point. Not against the Panthers, not against the Cowboys, not against the Falcons. They are not built that way at receiver. Even if you like what you saw from Luke McCaffrey, and you should, he played well. Even if you like what you've seen from Chris Moore, who's been much better in the regular season than in the preseason or in training camp, the drop-off at receiver is very much Rams, 49ers, stars, and scrubs. You know, it is the guys you pay a lot of money that are dudes, and then a bunch of guys that have combined for very, very few catches in this league for a long, long time. And that injury is a big concern to me in terms of explosiveness, in terms of making big plays. Like, you think about the Raiders game, Terry only caught three passes. As I said, he's only caught 10 balls so far through three games. Yet, when they needed the big play and when they needed some momentum, they were able to base a nice concept off of all the run-heavy looks and the run stuff they were doing to get him free on a little outpost thing that he ran, and he's behind everyone, and they score what should have been like a 60-yard touchdown if it was ruled correctly. Maybe that could be Jalen Lane. Maybe that could be Luke McCaffrey. I know Terry.
Yeah, are you sure about that, right?
So that one is, to me, I don't want to say it's a more worrisome injury than quarterback. That would be a foolish, ridiculous thing to say.
No, but I understand the point, given the position. Because you have a replacement that has handled himself incredibly well in small samples, and you have a giant unknown. Your most experienced real receiver, again, I put Deebo Samuel in his own category. He'll get tired on Sunday, by the way. He's going to get plenty of touches. But your most experienced receiver with any deposits in the bank is Chris Moore. With all due respect to Chris Moore, no defensive coordinator staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out how to stop him, right? It's a bunch of, I hope Luke McCaffrey does it one day, and maybe Jalen Lane can do it one day. It's a big uncertainty at that spot, so it's reasonable. No one's telling you that receiver's more important than quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.